Tonight, the Marshalltown City Council have a special Tuesday night meeting because yesterday was Memorial Day. They're set to discuss a roughly $2.5 million mill and overlay road project. Public Works Director Heather Thomas stopped by last week and talked through the process of picking out the roads for this mill and overlay project.
So as we looked at these projects, some of the things we looked at is what is coming up this year, what other things are happening this year that may impact traffic, and selecting those roads, and then also looking at the next 5 years.
She uses West State Street as an example. This project, the Millen Overlay Project, will go from 5th Street to 13th Street, leaving about two blocks from 3rd to 5th untouched from this project and the State Street Reconstruction Project.
And some people ask, well, why are you skipping two blocks, you know, between 3rd Street and 5th Street? And the reason we're skipping those two blocks is because we have a storm sewer project that's going to be at the 4th Street intersection here coming up in the next 5 years. So as we look at street sections, you have to look at the street condition. That's absolutely a factor. But also kind of looking at what is projected as underground work in that area.
Other projects were also a factor in which roads are currently closed, like the Center Street Viaduct.
So as we picked this set of projects, we tried to pick streets and stuff that weren't going to further complicate the traffic congestion or detours necessary for the projects that are happening this year.
Beyond just traffic, we know that construction equipment is heavy and can cause further damage to roads, so they did not want to work on a road near a major project like Miller Middle School or an upcoming major project like maybe potentially the old hospital. This project and all the roads will be discussed tonight at the Marshalltown City Council meeting. Speaking of road construction, it doesn't end at the city limits. The county is also doing a few road projects. Marshall County Engineer Paul Geilenfeld says they're currently working on some box culvert projects on Underwood and Merle Hibbs roads.
And we've got one of the boxes in, and we're waiting on the second one that's on a little diagonal there right off of the curve, and we'll get that finished up.
Geilenfeld says an upcoming project this summer will be on Oaks Avenue down in Haverhill, and it will cause a detour to get to the social club.
But you still will be able to get there. It'll just take a little one block detour, a couple weeks, but it's under the pavement, so we're going to have to make sure we backfill that good and get the patch put back in there, so it'll be take a little bit longer.
Finally, Geilenfeld talks about another project coming up in July. They'll be replacing a culvert on 250th Street, just east of Highway 14.
There's one that has just recently scheduled itself. Sometimes we get to schedule things. Sometimes the projects tell us when we get to do them. This one definitely needs replaced.
Geilenfeld says his team will be keeping busy throughout the summer as another upcoming project they're considering and planning out is out on Ridge Road. The Principal Charity Classic is gearing up for their annual PGA Champions event down at the Wakanda Club next month. Tournament director Alex McCarty talked with KFJB last week to discuss some of the details of the upcoming tournament.
It's always an exciting time when we start to get our player commitments. Our biggest one this year is Iowa native Zach Johnson. He just became eligible for PGA Tour Champions this year, just turned 50. So he's been competing on tour for a few months now and has really made a name for himself already on the Champions Tour as well.
The PGA Champions Tour is for golfers that are 50 and older. McCarty says some past champions are also playing, like last year's winner, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and previous winner, Ernie Els. The Principal Charity Classic is set for June 12th through the 14th.
PrincipalCharityClassic.com. All of our spectator information is there. There's a link to our ticket purchasing page. We've got tickets for all kinds of fans. So our grounds ticket, which gets you admission into the event, starts at $25. Our advice is to buy them in advance. They do go up slightly during tournament week. So if you buy them in advance, you can have them and save a bit there.
He says youth 15 and under will get in free with a paid adult. There are also some upgraded experiences with their trophy club. You can learn about all the different tickets online at PrincipalCharityClassic.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking about animals that aren't normally in Iowa that have wandered in recently. It's 7:10.
Dad, why are you wearing a pith helmet? Looks like you're going on safari.
You catch on fast, son. Welcome aboard the M. Gervich & Sons Scrapyard Bus Tour. Safari edition. Please keep your hands, head, and feet inside the bus at all times.
Oh, Dad.
And on your left, folks, you'll see a magnificent herd of wild aluminum resting peacefully in their natural habitat.
That's a stack of aluminum siding, Dad.
Majestic.
It is valuable, though. Aluminum, steel, cast iron, brass, copper. We take it all right here at M. Gervich & Sons in Marshalltown.
Up ahead, it's the rare and elusive Caparius wireus.
That's copper wire.
Beautiful creature.
Folks, if you've got scrap metal lying around, engine blocks, pipes, steel building materials, wiring, bring it in. We've been recycling metal here for over 120 years.
And that concludes today's tour. Gift shop's on the right.
No gift shop.
Fine. But there is cash for your scrap steel, tin, copper, brass, and aluminum.
M. Gervich & Sons Recycling in Marshalltown. Online at Gervich.com.
Preserving the future. By recycling the past.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings, brought to you by the Willows of Marshalltown, assisted living and memory care at willowslife.com.
7:11, welcome back. Coming up, we're going to visit with County Sheriff Joel Phillips, our guest. We also have Zach Needs Answers on the way. KFJB News continues.
We've seen moose, bears, and mountain lions wander into Iowa from other states, and now a smaller animal is on that list. Iowa DNR wildlife biologist Vince Evelsizer says the latest visitors are mammals called fishers. No, not people out casting a line into Iowa waters, but the animal that's part of the weasel family. It has dark brown and black fur shaped like a big mink or a small otter. They live in the woods and are carnivores. Evelsizer says the fishers are likely coming from southeast Minnesota or southwest Wisconsin, and people in northern Iowa may be seeing some fishers throughout the next month or so. The number of crashes and deaths in Iowa attributed to drivers being distracted by their smartphones continues to climb, and a study finds a simple free feature that's already on our phones could help prevent many of those accidents. The Do Not Disturb function can be activated in just seconds, and it may hold the key to curbing risky behavior behind the wheel. The function does not limit access to music or navigation features. Federal studies showed distracted driving contributes to about 9% of all fatal crashes. In 2024, distracted driving is blamed for more than 10,000 crashes in Iowa, according to the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.